what it meant back then. Open minds and open heart. The things that set us apart. Can we start again? Go back to what it meant back then. Open minds and open heart. The things that set us apart. Can we start again? Go back to what it meant back then. Open minds and open heart. The things that set us apart.
Put the more than words, they still apply. And do you still believe? Well, so do I. Was it more than words? Do they still apply? Do you still believe? Well, so do I. Why was the city of death with nowhere to be? We just wanted to skate. Listen, my shoe inside of Dave, when someone told me about a place where the drinks were accepted. Judged by what's inside of the open mind.
Good evening. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mike. I'm here every Tuesday from 6 o'clock on playing punk and hardcore for you, as you most likely just guessed. We've been doing the show since 1989, and we're 29 years in. Next year is going to be a big year, 30 years. What are we going to do? I don't know. We're going to try to get a big show together. We're going to try to do something to celebrate 30 years of on-air hardcore in Vancouver. That's just mind-boggling now when you think about it. 30 years of being allowed to play this style of music on the radio week after week. And just, oh, it's great. I love it. I'm just so happy. But we had a special start to the show today. Our friend Chris, it was his birthday last week, and he messaged me today saying he's going to be listening. And I said, what do you want to hear? I'm going to play something for you. He's like, you figure it out. Just play something that reminds me or reminds you of me. And I got a bunch of stuff here I'm going to play for Chris today because he's an awesome guy. Everyone loves Chris. If you met Chris, you know who I'm talking about. He's the guy that's always at the shows. He's going to be your best friend. He's going to be there for you when you need it. Just the type of guy he is. Ask anyone that knows him. They'll have nothing but good things to say about him, and with good reason, because he's a great guy. So we've started off with some AFI off The Art of Drowning, which came out about 2000, I believe. So 18 years ago. It's an old record now. Came out on Nitro Records with a track called The Lost Souls. And I wanted to play this because I think this is when I actually met Chris, was at an AFI show in 2003. I know I'd seen him at a bunch of shows before. And I think we've talked about this before, how Chris and I met, and we couldn't quite pin it down, what show, when, what year, that kind of thing. But I remember I had a wedding show. Elizabeth and I got married in 2003, and we did it very on the down low. We just had her parents and my parents. We went away, got married, and came home. And that was it. We didn't invite any friends. We didn't have a big party. We didn't do any of that wedding stuff. And we decided to throw a punk rock show instead for all our friends. And we did it at Video In Studios, and we got, I think, four or five bands to play, like Blue Monday and Burden and Chuck Norris and a couple other ones. I want to say End This Week with Knives and like Hope Against, I think, played. And they all played for free. And so we didn't charge anybody any admission to get into the show. So that was a night. That was a nighttime show. I think it started 8 o'clock, whatever. But AFI played an afternoon matinee at the Commodore that night or that day. And I think I met Chris there because he was commenting he's coming to the show. I think I gave him a flyer because I know I seen him around. So I'm here, Chris, come to the show. And I think we just started talking from there. That's what I can remember. But my memory isn't so great. But I think that's when we first made a connection and started hanging out and chatting and doing all that great stuff that you do with hardcore friends and friends in general. But I think it was at the AFI show in 2003 at the Commodore where I first introduced myself to Chris, and we kind of went on from there. And now it's, 15 years later, and we're still friends, and I love the guy. So happy birthday, Chris. And we ended up with Bane off the All Comes Down to This release. Another one of the Ecovision records came about 1999, I believe, because they toured for this one at the Java Joint, and that was about 1999. And I know talking to Chris, this was his first local hardcore show that he went to at the Java Joint with Bane and Grade, Burden in September, I believe. And so we played the always catchy anthem, Can We Start Again? Great track off this record, It All Comes Down to This by Bane. Up next on the Flexurehead Show, we're going to continue with some songs that remind me of Chris. This next one is by a band from New Jersey, and they are called Furia 5.
You see, it's not the blood you spill that gets you what you want. It's the blood you share, your family, your friendships, your community. These are the most valuable things a man can have.
Skate!
Oh yeah, we're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we ended that set with the first side of a record off the InStride record, Place of Decay. Great release. Came out on Bottled Up Records. I don't even know what the year this one came out. Let me see if I can track that down quickly. But great local band from Vancouver. Put out this great record. I can't even find the date on it. 2006 was the one it was recorded in. So this one a little bit older now, but still hold the test of time. And we played the whole first side just because it's such a great record, and we didn't want to have to pick a side or pick a song. And we played a whole set for our friend Chris, who was his birthday last week, and he's hopefully listening on the way home from work right now, and enjoyed listening to his old band play Watch and Burn, What Is, Backside Disaster, and Spring. And InStride was such a great band. They're one of those bands that kind of unified the scene. They brought everyone together. They're around the same era as Blue Monday and Gold Alone, the two bigger bands from Vancouver that got all the attention. But here locally, Instride was the band. They were so much, I don't want to say better, but they had such a better presence in the scene than some of the other bands that were bigger than they were. They brought out everybody. The hardcore kids, straight edge kids, tough guys, punks, skaters, weirdos, anybody. Crust punk kids, anybody. They brought everyone together, and everyone got along in an Instride show. Especially the ones that were at La Casa del Artista, that was on 2nd and Main. Some of those shows were just amazing. They had their last show there, and it was worth the last show. I know there was talks about having a last show with somebody else, but they needed their own last show, and it went off so well. It was so much fun. I remember, I think it was not their last show, but the show just before their last show when they played at La Casa, and they just started the set, and the lights went off. And there's 150 people crammed into a closet, and the lights go off, and it was scary. It was a lot of fun because you didn't know who was coming at you and hitting you, and you didn't know where you were or who was on top of you, and the lights came back on, and everyone just kind of picking themselves up off the floor and just continuing on. But it was one of those bands that was just amazing. Got to see them a bunch of times. First show to last show, one of those local bands I got to see from beginning to end. And some of the shows at Chad and Andy's house out in Langley were so much fun. They had shows in their living room, and if you were there, lucky enough to be there at the time, you realize how special something was with Instride and all the people that were coming out to shows, and for Dave putting on shows out there, and Chad and Andy for letting people abuse their living room and kitchen and the street hockey outside and skating next door in the skate park, all the great stuff that happened at Chandy's house and with Instride and all the bands from that era. Fields of Fire before them, a great band from California off a release called Keep It Alive with a great track called Skate Punks. I wanted to play that one because Chris and I love that song, and whenever he quotes it on Facebook, I have to quote it back to him and vice versa. I was lucky enough to see Fields of Fire in Seattle years ago. And then I was lucky enough to see Instride cover Skate Punks at Chad and Andy's house a few years after that. And I didn't even believe they went down and played, I don't want to sync with Cali, but it was the other one, the other big show, Sound and Fury. And they covered Skate Punks down there with Instride, and they had the singer from Fields of Fire come up and sing it with them. I really wish I would have been able to see that one. That would have been fun. Hatebreed, of course, before them in the sets, off the Satisfaction of the Death of Desire release with Before Dishonor. One of those songs that, you know, it just reminds me of so many good friends and people, and just love that song. And lucky enough, this past Halloween, Vancouver bands covered that one. They did a Hatebreed cover set, and it was so much fun. And of course, Figure Five starting that set. It was off a compilation called The Harder They Come. It came out on East Coast Empire Records with a kind of rap remix of one of the Figure Five songs called One at All. Of course, some members of E-Town Concrete are in that one as well, which I know Chris loves. And what can you more need to say? Just a great band, great song. And I think the people out here at UBC were kind of running for cover when I started playing that one out here because they got the speakers outside. And we're not sure how that went over, but I really don't care. It was for our good friend Chris, so happy birthday, buddy. We love you, and we'll see you soon. Up next on the Flex Your Head Show, a band that was supposed to play here on Friday nights but got denied at the border. It's something you don't hear often anymore, bands getting denied at the border. It used to happen all the time. Hasn't happened in quite a while. Unfortunately, it did for this band. All Pigs Must Die.
Yeah. Thank you. The question and answer portion of the lecture with Professor Michel Foucault will now begin. You in the back there.
Hello, Professor Foucault. How might we begin to understand the nature of this thing that you call sexuality?
First and foremost, it is this. The nature of sexuality is to be found in the February 2018 issue of Discorder magazine.
This month's issue of Discorder magazine is themed around sexuality. Features include necking, Pace Society, Coconuts and Bananas, Dark Time Festival, Vancouver's Bathhouses, plus regular RLAs and under reviews.
À Paris.
The advertisers for the issue are UBC AMS, the Rio Theatre, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Cinematheque, the Rickshaw, Mint Records. There are over 100 distribution locations across Vancouver. Visit discorder.ca for more info.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Let's go!
I'm angry.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothes.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king. Time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Deathridge Boys out of Portland, Oregon, ending that set off their latest release. It's called The Right Side of History, and we played the title track of that one for you. Time's Tide out of Calgary off their newest release called God, I'm Alone Here with Dead Music. Chain Whip from Vancouver is a new punk band. They have a brand new demo out, and the track was called How Many Chances / These Eyes. And then All Pigs Must Die started that set off the Hostage Animal release with a track called End Without End. Unfortunately, they were supposed to play here on Friday at the Astoria, and they just couldn't get quite across the border. Never found out the exact details. Guess it doesn't matter. Didn't know if one or two members couldn't get across or whatever the deal was, but they couldn't come up, and they couldn't play. They were supposed to do this the first night of their West Coast tour alongside Baptist from here. So Baptist, Witch Doctor, and Wangro played. And from all accounts, it was a fun show, even though there was a bunch of side stuff going on with tickets and refunds and extra money and all this kind of crap. But unfortunately, like I say, All Pigs Must Die, first time in Vancouver, hasn't happened yet, unfortunately. Maybe they'll get things settled out and attempt to come back. We can always hope. But big fuck you to the border, for whatever reason, for not allowing All Pigs Must Die to come up to Vancouver. On the next set, we're going to kick it off with a Vancouver band. Young guys, they put out a couple demos so far. This is their latest one. This is their third one. They're progressing through their style, as you'll hear. I'm just gonna get to it. This is Backbite from Vancouver.
You are a mountain. You are 100 miles high. All that your enemies place in your way. Betrayal, lies, poison. You devour and become stronger. You are invincible. Those that try to hurt you will turn silent and will bow down. For what can people do to hurt a mountain?
Words are empty! Won't hold me back! They mean nothing!
Whatever happened to
Okay, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We ended that set off with a band from Winnipeg called Meantime. They have a promo out right now, 3 songs. They also have a demo out as well, but this is the latest one. The track was called Trapped. They just played here about, 2 weeks ago now for the DPK Promotions 4-year anniversary show. They came all the way up from Winnipeg just to play it and had a great response. Great band. Looking forward to seeing these guys more often. It's twice now this year that they've been here, and look forward to, like I say, them coming back again. Great band. Twin Rivals from Toronto before them in the set off their demo with the Changing Tides. The latest one from Trapped Under Ice before them, it's called Heat Wave with a track called XL. And the new Vancouver hardcore from Backbite. The third release now, it's called Choking on Life. You can find it now on Bandcamp. They're trying to promote the hell out of it, so every hardcore page you can find, it's got it. It's easy to find. The track is called The Bigger Picture. And like I say, there's another one of those bands I've seen in their first show, and I've seen them grow up a little bit, and they're getting better and better every time we see them. So looking forward to some big things from Backbite here. Bunch of young kids playing some awesome music. So go check it out. Backbite 604 Bandcamp. Easy to find. Up next on the Flex Your Head Show, I haven't heard this yet. I bought it. Just haven't gotten around to listening to it because I mentioned last week I spent a lot. Shit ton of money on a bunch of records and stuff I had just hadn't bought yet, or just for whatever reason, it's just laziness, not getting around to it. This one's out for a little bit, but I still haven't heard it. It's gonna be my first time. The band is from Toronto. They're called No Warning.
Drown, watch the flies all around. Take the number. Your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Man, fuck this puto.
To your president, to his supporters, to your racist, and to all your fucking pendejos. This is our fucking time.
Tout
And you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver with Enemies ending that set. The band is from Calgary. They had a new self-titled release out right now, and the track was called Petty. Of course, they played that four-year anniversary show for DPK just a couple weeks ago. First time here in Vancouver. Kick some serious ass. They're such a good band. Been waiting for to see them for a while. Was not disappointed, so very stoked that the guys were able to get them here. And the fact that they wanted to come here for the show, it's awesome. So hopefully we'll see them again soon. Reeks from Paris, France, before them, off the Collection LP, which is basically everything they released from 7 inches, all on one convenient long play record, with a track called Razia. Turns out they will be here in June, playing for the Have a Good Laugh Volume 3, I believe it is. They're going to be playing at the Astoria one night, and very excited about that. I didn't know they were on the list. I think I saw a list, but it's kind of changed a couple bands here and there. But really cool that Reeks is coming back to Vancouver. They played here not too long ago at 333 Clark, and it was a sold-out fun show. And can't wait to see them again. Awesome. From California, we heard Barrio Slam before them off the Rest Easy release with the title track of that one. And No Warning from Toronto, Ontario. Off the newest release is called Torture Culture, with a track called In the City. And I'm going to have to give that one another listen to. Like I mentioned off the top, I haven't heard this one yet before. It's been one of those ones that just kind of eluded me for the last little while, and I finally got around to purchasing it. And I just haven't got a chance to listen to it because I spent too much money on records lately, and I haven't even got through them all yet. But that's on my list for tomorrow. I'm going to check out No Warning. Torture Culture. Another one that's it came in my big package of records is this band from Tacoma, Washington. They have a latest release is called The Real Enemy. It's on Pirates Press Records. The band is called Noise.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We end that set off with Freedom. They are from Detroit, Michigan. They have a new release out. It's called Never Had a Choice, and that track was called The Alleyways. No Heart from Victoria before them in the sets off their split LP with The Opposition with a track called This Town. Ottawa, Ontario's own Honor Guard off their demo with One More Day. And Noise from Tacoma, Washington, starting that set. It's off The Real Enemy, their latest release on Pirates Press Records with Dull the Pain. Really wish someone would bring Noise up to Vancouver. I know they might have trouble cutting across the border, but it would be really cool to see Noise play in Vancouver. Great band. Don't play very often. I do know they have active military members in the band, so it's hard for them to play. But hopefully somebody can make an arrangement and get these guys up here. They deserve to play Vancouver. We love them here. Something new on the Flex Your Head Show next. Classic vocalist, lead man, Dave Smalley, ex of DYS, Dag Nasty, Down by Law. He's got a new band. They're called Don't Sleep.
Thank you. week when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM. Combust from New York City before them to set off their demo with a track called Drowning. That one's going to be released as a 7-inch on Straight and Alert Records. They signed to that label out in Europe, so very stoked on that. Steelhead from Calgary before them off their newest release is called Enemy in Blue. We played the track Fade. And then new music from Dave Smalley, ex-singer of DYS, Dag Nasty, Down by Law, now singing in a band called Don't Sleep. The track was called Lazarus, and the record is called Bring the Light. So if you like some Dave Smalley, you'll like the Don't Sleep record. It's pretty cool. That's going to do it for this week. We're going to cut it off a little early. I got some stuff to do before I'm going away this weekend. So I need to get some stuff done. So I'm going to have to cut it a little early to make sure I get everything I need done. But if you want, feel free to download the old podcast, www.flexyourhead.net. Finally, we updated it. 2 months of back shows are now there. Everything from Boxing Day to the present is now current. So go download some new shows, find some new bands, some new songs you like, and enjoy. In the meantime, we'll leave you with one more track. This band is from Portland, and they are called Petite.
Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Your true friend. at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.